permit. Projects over 500,000 with no objections and staff recommendation for approval. These are so-called page two items.
That's correct. These are projects that have been subjected to our public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval of these projects. They require commission authorization since the dollar value of these is over $500,000 each. They are part of a project that is over $500,000. With that, I'll read the description for each of the three items. The first item is Metro Fiber Networks Incorporated. They're requesting a permit modification to install 8-foot-wide concrete scour protection matting over 176 linear feet of submerged cable in the York River, approximately 1,000 feet upstream of the Coleman Bridge in York County. In this case, we're recommending approval contingent on the matting being buried a minimum of 1 foot below grade, an in-stream work time of year restriction of February 15 to June 30th to protect anadromous fishes, and an encroachment royalty of $832 for the placement of the matting over 1,664 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. The next page two item is Elizabeth River Crossing, OPCO, LLC. They're requesting authorization to modify an existing permit to install 6 heavy weather moorings in barge mooring area number 2 in Norfolk Harbor, each consisting of a single point mooring system with a swing radius of 400 feet to be located within a 1,300-foot radius of coordinates 36 degrees, 52 minutes, 32.21 seconds north latitude, and 76 degrees, 20 minutes, 19.96 seconds west longitude. And this is in association with the construction of an additional tunnel for the Midtown Crossing as part of the U.S. Route 58 Downtown Tunnel, Midtown Tunnel, Martin Luther King Freeway Expansion Project across the Elizabeth River between the cities of Norfolk and Portsmouth. The third item on the agenda for page two authorization is Williams Companies. They're requesting authorization to install a 24-inch natural gas main by directional drilling or trench and cofferdam methodology within 20 streams in the Roanoke River watershed in Brunswick, Charlotte, Halifax, Mecklenburg, and Pennsylvania counties. In this case, we're recommending approval contingent upon a requirement for a mussel survey and a time of year restriction for in-stream work in the Maharan River and its tributaries during the periods of April 15 through June 15 and August 15 through September 30th to protect endangered mussel species, and a time of year restriction for in-stream work in Butcher Creek and Allen Creek during the period of March 15 through June 30 to protect endangered fish species. We're also recommending an encroachment royalty of $3,870 for the crossing under 1,290 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot.
Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody wishes to be heard, either pro or con, on these three matters, page two items? If so, please come forward. Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Packard.
I'll motion to approve page two items.
We have a motion.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.